Start you there, the Terraway in Northwest London, Wednesday, 29th of Adar, 22nd of March. Rabbi Matis Yohu Lawrence Schlitter, finding chometz on Pesach. This week's Torah has been sponsored lichvod simchas mitzvah of Daniel Asher Sandhelm last Shabbos. Also in Shizku, Herov Uskenov Rav Nachas Semenu Mekol Yotzei Chalotzeihem.
Good morning, everybody. Apologies, my voice is not very strong today, so you'll have to bear with me. Hopefully, we'll improve over the time. So the topic of the shiur today is finding chometz on Pesach. What happens if you find chometz on Pesach in your house? So this is a seemingly shouldn't really be something that really occurs. For some reason, surprisingly, it seems to occur in most people's houses every year. People seem to find chometz all the time. However careful we are to clean and get rid of our chometz before Pesach, it seems to be that numerous times it occurs that people find chometz. So the shayla that we're going to deal with is, what does one do if one finds chometz in one's house on Pesach? And we're going to see, based on the Gemara, there is a difference between whether it's found on Yom Tov or whether it's found on Chol HaMoed. We will then address towards the end of the shiur a separate shayla, which is Negeh Bizman HaZeh. You'll see what I mean when we get there. So the Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Vov Amad Aleph, Omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Hamoitzei Chometz Bebeisoi B'Yom Tov. Somebody finds chometz in his house on Yom Tov, Koifa Olov Es HaKli. You take a kli, a bowl, or something like that, a cup, you turn it upside down, and you put it over the chometz to cover it. That's if you find the chometz in your hand, in your house on Yom Tov. Omar Rava, Rava said, Imshel Hekdesh Hu, if this chometz that you found belongs to Hekdesh, it belongs to the Beis HaMidosh, it's been dedicated for the Beis HaMidosh, Einoy Tzorich, then you do not need to cover it with a kli. You don't need to do that. My timer, what's the reason? Mivdal bedili minei. Because anyway, people keep themselves away from Hekdesh. Hekdesh is Kodesh. Hekdesh is Osir Bahano, Chayv Me'ila. People keep themselves away anyway from Hekdesh. Therefore, there's no worry that a person is going to come into contact with this chometz. When I say contact, I'm going to explain what I mean in a second. And therefore, if it belongs to Hekdesh, then you don't have to worry. But if it's not belonging to Hekdesh, then you do need to be koifer olov es hakli. You take a bowl, you take a box, something like that, turn it upside down and cover it. This is if it happens on Yom Tov. Rashi says on that, koifer olov es hakli, dohar loy chosi l'til tulei. Because it's not suitable to be moved. You're not allowed to move the chometz itself. We're talking about on Yom Tov. It's mukta. You can't move it. And you can't move it, va'afuki, and take it out. Umiu, says Rashi. Babali roe loy ovar. We don't have to worry over here that the person is being over bali roe. Bali roe means, the Torah says, you're not allowed to have chometz in your possession on Shabbos, bali roe, bali motzeh, on Pesach, bali roe, bali motzeh. Here, says Rashi, we're not worrying about that. You're not going to be over that by the chometz sitting in your rishus. Because you would have done bittul chometz the day before, or whenever this is, before Yom Tov. Because the Gemara says earlier, this is clearly the halacha, which we do, when a person's boidek his house for chometz, what does he do afterwards? He's a mevatel. So we're always mevatel beliboy. We declare ka'afro ba'alma, we make the chometz like the dust of the earth, we'll mevatel it. And therefore, in terms of ownership, you have relinquished ownership already of the chometz. So you're not over bali roya bali motzeh. If you find this chometz on Pesach, on Yom Tov in your house, you're not over bali roya bali motzeh. You've already been mevatel it belibo. It doesn't belong to you anymore. It's like the dust of the earth. Elo, mishum shaloi yishkach v'yoichlenu tzorich kefiyas kli. So what then is the necessity of this din of covering it with a kli? Says Rashi, so that you don't forget and you come to eat it. There's a piece of chometz, a nice piece of cake, a nice biscuit sitting around. Ah, geschmack. Find this thing, and I come to eat it by mistake. I forget it's Pesach, and I come to eat it. Especially nowadays, when all this stuff in the shop looks exactly the same. Right? Now, that's what Rashi says is the reason for Kofel of Kli. You can't pick it up and move it outside. It's Mukta. You have to cover it to make sure you don't forget and come to eat it. Okay. On Mivdal Bedidi Mine, we said that if it's Hektish, then you don't have to do this. Why? Because you anyway separate yourself from Hektish. Says Rashi, Mivdal Bedidi Mine, Afida B'choil, even if it was Choil, if nothing to do with Pesach. Lomod Hu Lifresh Menu, people keep themselves away from Hektish. Hektish is Kodesh, you keep yourself away from that. So we don't need an extra Kofel of Kli to make sure that you're not going to come to touch it, because you anyway keep yourself away. And that's, we find this concept coming up in other halachas as well. When there's an automatic barrier between you for some other reason, then we don't insist on another one. Okay. Then the Gemara continues. Same Gemara there, Sochim Davo. Va'omar Rav Yehuda Omar Rav, Chametzoi Shal Goy, the chametz of a goy. Okay, so this time it belongs to a goy. If the chometz belonging to a goy is in your reshus, it's in your domain, then the halacha is you have to make a mechitza of asara tefachim. Not enough to cover it with anything. You have to make a mechitza asara tefachim. Says the Gemara, says Rav, mishum heker. It's a heker. Heker means to make it noticeable, to make it clear, this is off bound, this is belonging to the goy. So you see that covering with a keli in this situation is not enough. It's got to be an mechitza sasorah mishum heker. And then again, v'im shel hekdeshu, if he belongs to hekdesh, einoy tzorach, you don't need to. My time mivdu bedidi in shemine. Because people anyway keep themselves away from hekdesh. That's the same. Says Rashi on that. Chometz oishal nochri. Chometz belonging to a goy. Hamuf kadetzloi, which has been deposited by the yid, in the yid's possession. We're talking about a case over here where the Jewish person was not mekabel achrayis for it. Mekabel achrayis is a different halacha. Mekabel achrayis means you accept responsibility for this thing, if something happens to it. That's a different halacha. We're not talking about that over here, says Rashi. We're talking over here about you haven't been mekabel achrayis for this non-Jewish person's chometz. And since you haven't been mekabel achrayis for it, since you haven't accepted responsibility, it's permitted for you to keep this in your possession. But nevertheless, says Rav, you have to make a mechitza of asara tefachim mishum heker. Says Rashi, oyseloi mechitza. You have to make a mechitza. When do you make this mechitza? Yeah, we're not talking in this case over here about finding it on Pesach. We're talking about before Pesach. It's going to be with you. So says Rashi, Ba'aboso, on the 14th, on the day before Pesach, you make a mechitza mishum heker, to keep a heker, to keep some kind of difference, to make it recognizable. Shelo yishkach v'yoichlenu, so that you shouldn't forget and eat it. So it's the same chashash, but a different din. Same chashash as the first place, the first din. That we're worried you might forget to come to eat it. But in this case, we are more machmir, and we say that you have to make a mechitza. V'loyisagilei b'kfias kli. It's not sufficient in this case to put a keli over it. Why not kol shiva and leave this bowl or box covering this thing for the entire 7 days of Pesach? Shahakli nitel tzorach, because someone could come and take that kli and use it. They might need a bowl. They might need a box. They might take it away, and then it'll be uncovered, and then you'll come to eat it. Okay. So what's the difference between this case and the previous case? Says Rashi, Umiyu, Hahu de le'el. In the case of finding chometz in your house on Pesach, and there we say, it's enough to put a kli on top. Lo yefshalei b'mechitza. You couldn't make a mechitza. Why? Because it was Yom Tov. You can't build a mechitza on Yom Tov. Maybe if you had one of these partitions that's already built, you could bring it in and put it there. Perhaps you could do that. Maybe. But then you get into the whole shayla mechitza materes, and that's a whole different shayla. But to build a mechitza, pashtus is going to be forbidden on Yom Tov. So in that case over there, when you find the chometz on Yom Tov, so then you can't build a mechitza. So Chazal said, you take an existing kli and you put it on top and you cover it. Umishum chadiyoy mesagile bekviyas kli. Says Rashi, it's only going to be for one day. Why is it only going to be for one day? Because Yom Tov is only actually one day, talking in Eretz Yisrael. And then by the time Nacht comes, then you can get rid of it. So you can take it out. It's not Muktzah anymore. It's Chol HaMoed. So you can take it out, get rid of it. And therefore, ubalayla yivorenu. And when night comes, when Nacht comes, you're just going to burn it. So in the case of finding the chometz in your house on Pesach itself, the maximum is going to be there is for one day anyway. And you didn't have the possibility of making a mechitza before because you didn't know about it. Now, because it's Yom Tov. So what are you going to do? Fine, Chazal said, cover it with a kli. That's enough. Finished. Okay. And then when Motzei Yom Tov comes, then you can go and get rid of it. That's what the Gemara tells us. The Rishonim were very quiet on this Gemara. They didn't really say very much at all. And that's what we have.
Something's not kosher. Is it the same like Hector? I walk in the same region, I see biscuits. I'm not going to be tempted to eat it.
I don't know. Chai might not know.
Okay, so we don't necessarily have... True, we don't have necessarily this idea of bedili mine. Hekdesh is so, the halachas of hekdesh, if you come to use it by mistake, yechayv kodra me'ila, right? If I pick up a packet of biscuits, which is a treif, I'm not chayv any kodra me'ila, right? So people don't keep themselves necessarily away from it. When it comes to hekdesh, you have that automatic barrier that you keep yourself away. That's much stronger. And that's why Rav said that you don't need to make anything there.
You see treif of biscuits, you've got to cover it.
Well, we'll see. Okay, we'll see. If there's time, we'll come to that case. Not so much time, but we'll see. Okay, now, and this is all paskin lahalocha. Let's listen to what the Shulchan Aruch says, Arachayim. So it's in two different places. Tof Mem is the halocha of when a non-Jew deposits the chometz in the reshus of the Yisrael before Pesach, and it's going to be there over Pesach. So the Mechaber says, in Sif Beis, we're talking about the case where you are not chayiv in the achrayis, you're not haven't accepted any responsibility to look after this chometz. Then ainu chayiv levaroi, you're not chayiv to get rid of it from your possession. If you had to accept the responsibility, the Mechaber says before, you've got to get rid of it before. But if you haven't accepted any responsibility, it's in your possession. You're not chayiv to get rid of it. Afidu kovush tachas yodoi kugoin shehuker toishov v'shori yomei b'chotzer. Even though that particular non-Jew is under your, so to speak, jurisdiction, your control, nevertheless, you're not chayiv to get rid of this chometz from your property. However, says the Mechaber, v'tzorech la'asleis tefodah mechitza gvoya yu tefochim, like Rav said, you have to make a mechitza in front of it, 10 tefochim, hai k'dei shalo yishkach v'yeichlenu, in order that you shouldn't forget and come to eat it. Okay, so that halach is paskund in Shulchan Aruch, very clearly. Later on in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Tov Men Vov, the Mechaber says, someone, Misha Moitzi Chometz Bebeisoi, if somebody finds Chometz in his house, Im Hu B'Chol HaMoed, and we didn't deal with the case of Chol HaMoed, the Gemara didn't mention that. But Mechaber says, based on the Rishonim, if you find it in your house on Chol HaMoed, so then what's going to be the din? What was our whole problem when it was found on Yom Tov? Muktzah. So you couldn't move it. So you had to be koyfer lav kli. What's going to be on Chol HaMoed? On Chol HaMoed, yoytzienu, you have to take it out from the house, v'yivarenu miyad, and destroy it right away. You have to destroy it, says the Mechaber. Okay? So, like on Erev Pesach, we have biyo chometz, you go in your back garden, you burn your chometz. Same thing on Chol HaMoed, if you found it on Chol HaMoed. V'imu Yom Tov, but if you found it on Yom Tov, just like the case mentioned in the Gemara. So then, yichbe alav kli ad halayla, you cover it with the kli until layla, v'oz yiva'arenu, and then you take it outside and you destroy it. Why? Says the Ramah, lefid shelo yucha letaltalei b'yomtev, because you're not able to be metaltel, you cannot carry it, you cannot move it on yomtev itself, so you cover it for the duration of yomtev, and then you take it outside, Chol HaMoed, and you burn it. And the Ramah adds another point, b'shem the Ran, gam l'sorfoi b'mkoymoi osu. You're not allowed to burn it b'mkoymoi. You can't burn it b'mkoymoi on Yom Tov. Why can you not burn it b'mkoymoi? Why can't you burn it b'mkoymoi? So there's different mahalchim over here, why? The Pashtus, the reason is, because you can't just burn things and light fires and burn things on Yom Tov. It's considered to be Shaloi Litzorich. Even though it's over here, it's to fulfill a halacha, to get rid of it, make sure it's not there. But it's considered to be Shaloi Litzorich, and therefore burning it on Yom Tov would not be allowed. So the only option is to cover it and leave it till Chol HaMoed, and then take it out and then destroy it. Then the Mechaber says, the Sif Beis, V'yesh mi she'omed Yom Tov sheni dinoi k'chol HaMoed inyan zeh. Some of the Rishonim are mekel when it comes to Yom Tov sheni, and they say that if you fire it on Yom Tov sheni, then you don't do what the Rav says, cover it with the kli, but you can actually destroy it on Yom Tov sheni. The Mishavura says we don't paskin like that, and the halacha is we treat Yom Tov sheni exactly the same as Yom Tov Rishon. We find many times in halacha, Chazal did not want to distinguish between Yom Tov Rishon and Yom Tov Sheni, even though Yom Tov Sheni is the Rabbanon, but otherwise people will come to be mezalzel on Yom Tov Sheni. So basically, Yom Tov Sheni is always exactly the same as Yom Tov Rishon, a few differences regarding Kavura and things like that, but otherwise there's no difference, it has to be the same. And therefore, we don't paskin like the Mechaber on that. We paskin that Yom Tov Sheni is exactly the same as Yom Tov Rishon, and you'd have to cover it until Chol HaMoed and then burn it. Okay, that's the Mechaber. Now,
what was the Heter? Yeah. What's the Heter to burn it on Chol HaMoed? That's also Shloi Letzorich Yom Tov. It's the same problem, isn't it?
Well, the dinim of Havora, of burning on Chol HaMoed, are different to Yom Tov. Havora of Pashtus is Mutter. It doesn't need to be Letzorich. No. Yeah, I don't think so. No. And we're definitely more Mekel. Okay, now, there is a discussion in the Mishabura over here whether this is applying, what the Mechaber is talking about over here, is talking about even chometz the person wasn't mevatel before Pesach. Let's say, for example, you didn't do bittel chometz. You didn't do bittel chometz before Pesach. Or, for example, the chometz came into existence on Yom Tov itself. Somebody poured water over flour on Yom Tov somehow, and the chometz came into existence on Yom Tov. So obviously, any bittel that you would have done before Yom Tov was not chal on this because it didn't exist. Okay, so the Mishabura says if it was nischametz be Yom Tov, some as mashma from the Shulchan Aruch over here that you would be over bali roya bali motze because you haven't done bittel and now you've got chometz which has come into your possession, but nevertheless, afilochi ain't akona rak bekfias kli. You still, yeah, because even though it's a worse situation because you're being over bali roya bali motze, but you still can only put a kli on top. But then he says, "Harbe poiskim soivrim, the dafke bechometz shebit loykoidem yom tov, the ena over bebali roya, rak midrabbanan sorech biyo kadei shariyavoy leachoy, sagi bekfias kli." Some rishonim hold that only chometz that you have done bit along before yom tov came in. So the person's not going to be over bali roya or bali motzah on it, so it's much more lenient. So then Chazal said it's enough to cover it with a kli. But if you're dealing with chometz that a person had not been mevatel, then he's going to be over bali roya bali motzah, which is a lav in the Torah. That comes along, that prohibition of the Torah comes along, and it pushes aside v'dochi al kolponim tiltul d'rabbana, and it pushes aside the prohibition of moving it, of muktzah, and therefore, what should you do, according to these poiskim? You come along, and you pick it up, and you move it, and you throw it in the river, or you throw it in the Beis HaKisei, or you crumble it, and you zorek the ruach, and you get rid of it. That's according to some Mishonim, because we don't want you to be over Bali Roya. Every second you're over Bali Roya is a problem. So in order to avoid that, we say, pick it up, take it out, destroy it, even though it's involving tiltum muktzah, but the prohibition of Bali Roya pushes that aside, that din of tiltum muktzah. That's what some of the Rishonim say. However, Mishabura continues, and he says that we don't follow that. The Achronim paskin, we paskin like the Mechaber, and it's always koifin olav kuli. So whether you've done bittul, whether you haven't done bittul, whether you could do whatever, the halacha is, oh, you find it on Yom Tov, you cover it with a kli, that is the minik. That's how we paskin. Okay. Now.
What's a goy's chometz?
Sorry?
I found a goy's chometz.
So, 1 second. So this is all talking about chometz which is yours, and therefore there is that problem of bali roya, bali motze. Okay. Now. Now the question is the following. Nowadays, it's prevalent, it has been for the last few hundred years, we do Mechiras Chometz. Before Pesach, we do Mechiras Chometz. And that means that all Chometz that we owned, we have sold. Right? And even people who are Machmir, to make sure to get rid of Chometz Be'ein, and don't sell Chometz Be'ein, but the minhag is to do Mechiras Chometz. And the Nusach of the Shtar Mechira that we have today is very, very comprehensive, very, very inclusive. It's not like the original Shtaros, which were very specific. Somebody had a warehouse full of beer, and that was his parnosa, he had to sell it, etc. Today, we're very, very inclusive, and we include chometz hadovok bekelim, and you have your Kenwood mixer, and there's a little bit of dough which is stuck to it, and you can't get it out. So all of that is included in the mechira. So the question is, let's say you find chometz in your rishus, on Yom Tov, or Cholamoid, whichever. So we said that halacha is Yom Tov, Koifa Lav Kli, destroy it when Cholamoid comes. Find it Cholamoid, destroy it Miyad. The problem is, can you do that? Because it doesn't belong to you. It's been sold to a goy. And even though the goy, not really interested in this half a Weetabix that you found behind the radiator, but the Maisa, it's been included in the Mechira, Pashtus. And therefore...
It's no Chrayas.
Do you mean it?
So it's not my problem that the goy lost his Chavetz.
No, this is not the goy's. This is not the goy's. This was mine, I sold to a goy.
So it's the goy's now, and yeah. I don't have a chayes on it, so it's not my problem that the goy lost his chometz. Now I need to move out of it.
Doesn't matter. I still have a din that I have to do something, I have to get rid of it, to destroy it.
Good, so I'll pay him for his chometz later, the vial I'll get rid of it, and I don't have a chayes.
Okay, so possibly that's an eitzah, possibly, but the vial, as it is, right? That's possibly to be misadah. It's not mine. Let's get through. Okay. So, we have very limited time. Okay. So the shaila is pashtus. This belongs to a goy, belongs to a non-Jewish person. I can't just come and destroy. It's gezel, it's mazik, whatever you want to call it. So what am I meant to do? So, this shaila was originally addressed. The first place I can see this addressed is in the Mikroi Kodesh from Tzvi Pesach Frank. And the Tzvi Pesach Frank, in a very small little piece, Agav, we're talking to something else, says that he thinks that you should put it away with the chometz that you've been sold, that you have sold. So if you have a cupboard or a room where you put the chometz that you've sold, anything is there, it's been sold. So this belongs to the goy. So put it in there, seal it up. Many of the Shtari Mechira have a clause in them that allows you access to the room or cupboard where the chometz has been stored, and therefore you should put it in there, seal it all up, and that's what you should do. That's what he says. He ends the piece there, Tzorech Iyun. He's not 100% clear, but it seems to be his noita that that's what one should actually do. And there are other poskim who address this. Rav Ozner addresses this in the Tshuva, Shevet Halevi, Chedek Tess. He actually addresses it a little bit in another Chedek earlier on, but it's much clearer over here. Chedek Tess, Simon Kuf Tess Zion. And the Shoyal over there had exactly this Shoyal. The Shoyal himself, the person who asked the question, wrote a whole kuntras, a whole essay all about this and going through all the things, but he doesn't print that here. I tried to get hold of it, but I couldn't find it anywhere. But he addresses this Shoyal. And Rav Ozner says that there's three Eitzahs over here. The first Eitzah is, and he says that all of them are kulam lahalocha, ulam lahalocha. He says that Aleph, im chometz zeh be'emes mochel, if it's sold properly, you've done the proper mechira before Pesach, im kein dinoy k'chometz shel goy, hanimtza b'rishus Yisrael, beli kabbalas achrayas, okay? You haven't been kabbal achrayas, she b'yom tov, what is the din? She koifer of kli, k'mavur b'simatof mevov, the din is if you fight it on yom tov, you have to be koifer of kli. U'b'cholomoyed, what's the halacha? Oysa mechitza yudalad, you're allowed to make a mechitza yudalad, and you should make a mechitza yudalad. Yeah? On Yom Tov itself, you've got no choice, you have to just koifer it off kli. But when Cholamoyed comes, if you find that Cholamoyed, you have to make a mechitza yudalad. So he says, that's what you should do. Right? So you have this chometz there, you found this packet of whatever, cake, whatever it is, biscuits, you make a mechitza, that's it, that's what you should do. That's eight to number one.
Mechitza's yud.
Mechitza's yud, yeah. What did I say?
Yudalad.
Sorry, yud tvachim, sorry. Okay, so you're dalad. Yud, okay. So that's Eitzah number one, right? Eitzah number two. If it's not Shayach, it's very difficult to build a mechitza of 10 tefachim, you can't do that. So then he says, you should pick it up and put it into the area which has been sold to the goy, a room or cupboard, wherever it is. And the Shayal, the one who asked the Shayal over here, had a problem with this. He himself suggested this, but he thought that the Mishnebura mentions in the Bir Halacha, Mishnebura talks about if you find chometz which is in the street, whether you should pick it up, because if you pick it up, then you're koiner it. Maybe over here, you're going to be koiner it. He says, you don't have to worry about that. I haven't got time to go elaborate on that point. But he says, don't worry about picking it up. Just pick it up. You're not going to be koiner it. You're not interested in be koiner it at all. Put it into the reshus which has been sold to the goy, and that's fine. Third Eitzah, he says, if you want to burn it there and then, we're talking about Chol HaMoed, then he says, I'm not sure. Ani mesupuk al kalponim im shayach kan nezek goy, oy gezeilas goy. Yeah, says Rav Ozna, he's not sure whether this is called Gezel Akum, or whether this is Nezek, or Bimazik Akum, he's not sure. Why? And I read you his words. Although we consider the selling to the goy as a kinyan gomo, it has to be, otherwise we'd be over bali roi bali matzah. And va'oso v'levat loy bichloloy b'kiyoy tzeboy. I'm not exactly sure what he means by those words. I had two possibilities, but mikol makoy pashat d'lefi amatzias ein das hagoy le'anois mamish min achometz elodaitoy diknoisay kahalocha. The goy buys the chometz. He's not planning to drink your whiskey. He's not planning to do that. He's planning to buy it because he's been explained the whole Indian, we can't own it and we need to sell it. That's his kavanah. Liknoisay kahalocha. And to be ready and prepared to sell it back afterwards. Don't have to, but he's mukhan to do that. And even if the goy is paid money, etc. It's not going to make any difference to him. He's going to receive the money anyway back, whether he keeps the chometz or not. Given that Goy Yoda comes, the Goy doesn't know anything about this at all. And he says, there's no problem at all. Now, he addresses the fact that the Gemara in Sanhedrin talks about the fact that whether Goy is Moichela Pachas Mishavir Pruta or not, if he's Pachas Mishavir Pruta, but he says that's not relevant here. There's no Nezek at all, Api Roif, he says. The Kimon should like Goyim Loi Nezek, he's not causing any damage to him. Im Kain, Gam B'Shal Goy, Shayach Kain Mechida. The Goy will be Meichel on this. Upashet, Dizeh Ahani Rakli Inim B'di Eved Ki Hai Gav, L'Shot Sorach Nisroi for Gam Sorach. He finishes this off, and it's interesting, when I've seen this Tshuva Rav Ozna quoted, they seem to miss out this bit, I don't know why. But he says, he's saying this B'di Eved. If you already burned it, then you don't have to worry. But he says, Loi L'Kachas Mimenu L'Chadchila, Afidu Dova Koton Shemachaloi, Dizeh Poshet. He doesn't really allow you take it lechatchila and go and destroy it. He says, if you did it, then perhaps it wouldn't be a problem.
Take it out of the cupboard, not to take it after you found it. Not to find it called the
Eved. Sorry?
Finding his chometz in my living room is called the Eved. You're talking about taking it out of the cupboard and destroying it?
I don't know. It's not very clear. I don't know. Possibly. It's not so clear what he says. Anyway, he finishes off and he says, if you want, yeah, roi lismoich aderech hashniya lahagbiyoi lahachnisoi divashuskoi hanimka. And therefore, he says, you can resoimach on the second Eitzah, which he said, which is to pick it up, like Ritzi Pesach Frank said, you take it and you put it into the cupboard and, well, the room where your chometz is, and you can do that. And there are other poskim that I saw who say that. Rav Asher Weiss, we don't have time to go through it, has a tshuva, which is printed in the Kovitz Shari Hoiro from Rav Asher Weiss, Kovitz Aleph. When he argues there's no gezel at all over here, he says it's not something which is the goy is going to be makpid on. He says anan sadi the loyich pasle. We know that the goy wouldn't mind over here. He says there's no union of gezel. He has a few other reasons as well why. But his approach is that you can do exactly like what the Shulchan Aruch says on Yom Tov koyfel av kli on chol HaMoed, then you destroy it. So we've got two different mahalchim to what to do in the paiskim. Not here to paskin halacha what to do, but just to see how the way that halacha is brought in the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch may not be exactly the same today because of the fact that it's not to sell chometz. One would have to consider the issue: is there gezel akum that's taking place over here or not? That's the shaila really that has to be addressed when looking at this sugya today.
There's a